Moon. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon,
darkened Ellis Island late last night. I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs that bite. The signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? From behind, yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind, and I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina.
So that was Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor. Sydney wanted me to say that that one was for you.
Susan Becker.
Susan Becker. Yeah, I don't actually know what our next song is, but James Taylor is so great. And that's kind of all my commentary on that. Yeah. Do you have any commentary?
No.
Toss. Cool. I'm trying to find the next song. Blondie by Current Joys.
Thank you.
seem to stand on my own two feet. I'm breathing but I'm wheezing, feel like I'm emphysemin. My throat feels like a funnel filled with Weet-Bix and kerosene. And oh no, next thing I know they call up triple O. I'd rather die than owe the hospital till I get old. I get adrenaline straight to the heart. I feel like Uma Thurman post overdose and kickstart. Reminds me of the time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine and I couldn't sleep at night. Halfway down High Street and he looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever cause I play guitar. I think she's clever cause she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should've stayed in bed today. I much prefer the mundane. I take a hit from an asthma puffer.
So that was Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett, a favorite of mine and Gwen's.
Love Courtney Barnett.
She's pretty great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Not very relatable, hopefully, that song.
Oh, that going into anaphylaxis?
Yeah. But love a song that tells a story.
We love a good song that tells a story.
Okay. Next up is Ronnie's Song by Odie Lay.
Love this song so much.
Me too as well.
I love that a lot of our commentary because we're like warming up. It's like, yeah, we love this one.
Yep, it's great.
It's a song.
Don't have a lot of things to say about it, but
me neither. It's just a good song.
No thoughts, head empty.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Here it is.
She's my Thelma, I'm Louise. She's a coffee cup, I'm tea. She's a dog, and I'm her fleas. If she's creamer, then I'm Joe. Sun don't set wherever we go. She's a pistol, I'm a bow. Life don't move when
She's my Thelma Louise. She's a coffee cup of tea. She's a dog and I'm her fleas. And that's good enough for me.
Our good halls, no one calls, and all the window plants are dying. Should talk it up, half empty cup, half hearted love, half of the time, halfway through crying. But she don't live here by herself, sleeping in the bed she's made, reading books about self help, working late on Saturdays, lest she got something instead. For heaven's sake, keep him awake. Make no mistake, he break down daily with no warning. When you're 20 years old, do as you're told, get bought and sold. It's cold this early in the morning. And he's living on 10th Street, getting home right around dawn. Every night of every week, he's proving everybody wrong. Don't you stop it now, come on in. Give them all what they came here for. Never been down the same before. Talk it up till your face gets sore. Don't you stop it now, come on in. Half a mile and we'll see the shore. Captain, how can you be so sure? Talking up what I came here for. Bone, lock up alone. Now don't forget to double check it. No. When I learn to rely on me and I, straighten my tie, list my own boots, zip my own jacket. Because I did the best I could. I got taken down again, but I got fire in my blood. I got sugar on my skin, and I got nowhere to begin. So listen, I say, don't you stop it now. Give them all what they came here for. Never been done the same before. Talk it up till your face gets sore. Don't just stop it now. Come on, have them all and we'll see the shore. Captain, how can you be so sure? Talking up what I came here for. What you put in, so you cannot get upset if you're just dipping your foot in, because you don't wanna get wet. And you ain't made it big yet. No. Don't you stop it. Give them all what they came here for. Gotta talk it up till your face gets sore. Don't you stop it now. Come on, half a mile we'll see the shore. Captain, how can you be so sure? Talking up what I'm doing it all for. Stop it now, come on. Half a mile, we'll see the sun. Captain, how can you be so strong? Talking of what I came here for. Don't you stop it now. Whoa. Never been done the same. Talk it up till your face gets sore. Don't just stop it now, come on. Half a mile, we'll see the sun. Captain, how can you be so strong? Talking of what I came here for.
On down the street, perhaps. Okay, so what we just listened to was Three Packs a Day, also by Courtney Barnett. You may be thinking, is this song about smoking? You'd be wrong. It's actually about ramen.
Wow, and I did not expect that.
Yeah, well, you got. It was a single that from 2016 that has kind of been overlooked, but it shouldn't be, because ramen is something that's hopefully relevant in your life, not anaphylaxis.
Yeah, oh, this is not a public invite to the public, but to Sydney, I'm having a potluck in November called Nudes for November.
Oh.
And it's going to be a noodle potluck.
Noodle exchange. Okay, I would go.
And that was reminded because we had in our thing that ramen was a thing you
could do. Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Speaking of making your own food, have you ever made pickles?
I have not. Actually, I've made short-term pickles.
Short-term pickles?
You can pickle carrots or, like, shredded... You can pickle shredded things in a few hours.
So, like, 'cause there's just, like, less surface area?
Yeah, like, you can pickle carrots in about, like, 2 hours.
Huh.
Yeah.
Short-term pickled carrots.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Super good. They're definitely not as strong as if you were buying, like, store-bought pickles, but I also don't like how strong store-bought pickles are.
Yeah, they're a bit intense.
I like a good half sour.
Homemade flavor,
yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to make my own cucumber-based pickles, though.
I did try doing that. Yeah. Where I just had a jar of pickles, and then I finished them, and then I was like, wait, I have pickle juice, and also I bought a cucumber.
Yeah.
Let me make my own pickles. But I didn't know that you had to, like, there was a time frame of this, so I just left them in there for, like, several weeks, and now they're pretty carbonated.
Yeah.
but you're welcome to try them if you want.
Maybe.
Also a bit soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like your pickles went through fermentation.
Yeah.
Which is why I think I'm not sure about this, and I mean, please don't call us and fact check, because I hate answering the phone. There's a chat if you needed to tell us anything. If you're listening, you can probably just see me and I right now.
You can send us a text.
I think that you need to start from scratch. Like, I think you need to boil vinegar, water, and then, like, peppercorn and dill.
Okay.
And you, like, put those together, and then you put that in the jar with the pickles. And then you have to maybe put the jar in and seal it.
Okay.
So it's, like,
this
free.
Is great.
Yeah.
Wait, should we listen to Pickles in the Jar?
Yeah.
Pickles from the Jar by Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, it would be so good.
Okay.
We also need to do a PSA.
Oh, so you want to do a PSA while
yeah,
I
while you
cue
look?
Pickles from the Jar?
PSAs are hard to find, guys, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to do the drunk driving one, that's a lot.
All right, let's hear it.
PSA.
I love this one.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Woo!
Woo!
And now, Pickles from the Jar by Courtney Barnett.
Love this song.
Wait, sorry, let's do that again. I say dance, you say dance. I say friends, you say France. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. I say Hugh, you say Grant. I say pot, you say plant. Smart. Walken. You love, I love Christopher Walken. I guess at least we have got one thing in common. We couldn't be more contrary if we tried. Oh, chalk and cheese, we rarely see eye to eye.
Okay, that was The Great Pumpkin Waltz from Charlie Brown.
Such a classic. I love that song.
Just wanted to let you all know that we were dancing in the studio and that this is a PSA not to eat dried fruits, although you should also do that, but to get up and dance right now.
Right now.
Dance. Do your favorite dance move.
We're standing up.
You can ask us for suggestions if you don't, if you don't know which dance move to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is all.
So,
unless you have more.
No, I just love The Great Pumpkin Waltz.
Yeah. All right, next up is Vacation by Florist.
Ooh.
For a meaningful life and a fun family. ocean. Like when I used to ride roller coasters with my dad. When a swimming pool in a hotel was a gift from God.
Sit alone and check my phone till it breaks. Oh.